This is a little section in the book where Roseanne's father, Roseanne is still a young girl, Roseanne's father has a job of rat catching in Sligo Town, and he's brought her with him. And he's quite an expert rat catcher because he buys a manual and he puts his best will into it. And he has devised a method of dealing with the rats, which is to burn them. So he douses them in petrol, but as he douses one rat, it takes off from him and goes back into the orphanage where he's working and comes out through a fireplace. And as it comes out through the fireplace, goes on fire. And this is an account of that event. So my father worked away at the remainder, registering, no doubt, the squeaking yelp that each rat gave as he dispatched it, soaked in the paraffin, and threw it onto the bonfire, a sound that I imagine he heard in his dreams. And after about an hour, he wrapped up his bits and bobs, slung his traps around his body, put the dog, Bob, on his habitual string, and we passed back through the dark orphanage to the street side, where it presented a rather elaborate carved front to the town, being, no doubt, the result of much philanthropic cash in the vanished century of its building. It was when we were just crossing the street that we heard a roaring, and turned about and looked up. There was a strange, full, mysterious sound coming from the building, high up on the floor where the girls were sleeping. Although not all sleeping now, because pushing up through the slates of the roof was a thick black smoke and a grey smoke and a white smoke, all eerily lit by nothing but the moon and the meagre illuminations of Sligo. Now we heard the glass of windows break somewhere, and suddenly a long, thin arm of bright yellow flame came streaking out, seemed to hang solidly in the night air, showing up my father's upturned face, and no doubt mine, and then just as strangely retrieved itself with a horrible roaring moan, worse than any wind. It seemed to me, in my enormous fright, that the fire had spoken a word. "Death, death," said the fire, I thought. "Jesus, Mary, and Joseph," said my father, like a man paralyzed by some awful turn in his blood and brain. And as he spoke, the doors of the orphanage opened, no doubt sending up a wild, fierce blow of wind through the house, and a few stunned girls, their pinnies covered in ash and dirt, came stumbling out, their faces wild like little demons. I had never seen such terror. Two or three of the attendants of the place, a woman and two men, also tumbled out in their black clothes, and hurried out onto the cobbles to see what could be seen. What could be seen, and now the fire engines could be heard in the distance clanging their bells, was the floor of girls bright as day, with a foaming of flames behind the great windows, and though we were at a strict angle, the faces and arms of girls beating at the windows like moths do in daytime, or sleeping butterflies in winter when a room is suddenly heated, fatally thinking spring has come. Then some of the windows seemed to explode out, sending lethal shards and fragments of glass down towards us, making everyone run for the other side of the street. People came out of their houses, women with hands to their faces, wailing strangely, and men in their long johns from their beds, shouting and calling. And if they had never felt compassion for those parentless girls, they felt it now, calling out to them like fathers and mothers. We could see the fire burn even fiercer behind them, offering an enormous flower of yellow and red, with such a noise as mortal never heard before hell, and indeed as hell might be thought to be in nightmares. And the girls, most of them my own age, in that particular chamber, started to climb out through the windows onto the wide ledge, every one with their pinnies already burning, screaming and screaming. And when they could do no better, and had no hope of any other sort of rescue, they jumped from the ledge in little groups, and single, their clothes burning and burning, the flames blown up from the pinnies, till they dragged above them like veritable wings. And these burning girls fell the height of that grand old mansion, and struck the cobbles, a continuous wave of them, a wave of mere girls pouring abundantly from the windows, burning and screaming and dying before our eyes.